I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Overnight, Donald Trump calling for the nuclear option to get rid of the filibuster.
You're not talking about Russia, huh?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Hard to say.
Just checking.
No, not Russia. Definitely don't want to use the nuclear option on Russia. You know, mutually assured. Yes. Destruction.
Yes.
Which, you know, could be the case with this too.
It's
I don't know.
Certainly
political.
Yes.
And it's a very brief Truth Social post. Because of the fact that the Democrats have gone stone cold crazy, he writes, the choice is clear. Initiate the nuclear option, get rid of the filibuster, and make America great again. So what is he talking about? Well, the tradition in the Senate, of course, that you need basically 60 votes to get stuff through, it's kept a lot of bad stuff blocked. In fact, it kept the Democrats under Joe Biden when he came in with a full House and Senate, kept the Democrats from literally turning the Supreme Court into a legislature that would rubber stamp whatever crazy thing they wanted to do. So the filibuster is can be a good thing.
Yeah, I've got a new term for it. We can call it MASA, Make America Solvent Again.
Right, exactly. Meanwhile, you've got you've got all of these Democrat support groups, the unions. You've got the CEOs of airlines saying, hey, listen, holiday's going to be hell if the Democrats continue holding out for illegal immigrants to get free health care.
Well, they don't want to recognize holidays anyway. So.
Yeah, I know, really. So Donald Trump calling for the end of the filibuster. Okay, here's what I don't know about this post, okay? Is he calling for the end of the filibuster totally? Or there's another option they could do where you just get rid of the filibuster for what's called CRs, mm-hmm. continuing resolutions, yeah. where you just continue Nancy Pelosi's budget into the future forever and ever again, which is, by the way, the Republicans' position. This is what's so bizarre to me. Yeah, we'll just continue Biden and Pelosi's budget. We don't have our own budget. We don't have our own spending plans. This is the Democrats' budget that we keep passing.
Which now they're voting against.
Right. The Democrats are voting against it, pretending it's the Republicans. But when something is a continuing resolution, it just continues right. what's going on before. It's not a new budget. You don't get to change it. And a lot of people don't understand that. So, you really want to go back through history. The reason Republicans correctly got rid of Kevin McCarthy is that he refused to pass anything but the Democrats' budget. And, when he was a Republican leader, Speaker of the House, and so Republicans, trashed him out. They turfed him out. And unfortunately, we ended up with a guy who lied to us, Mike Johnson. He said, we'll do appropriations bills. We'll start right away. If you do appropriations bills, we could put our priorities instead of Nancy Pelosi's into a budget. But no. It's been 2 years since he took office and we've never seen an appropriations bill. In fact, I doubt they're working on them now. In fact, the gig he uses is, we have to pass Nancy Pelosi's budget one more time. We got to do it in the form of a continuing resolution, a CR. But don't worry, that'll give us time to work on these appropriations bills. Well, they've had 2 years now to work on these appropriations bills. And I doubt Mike Johnson's working on appropriations bills now. He never has before. So this is a tooth and nail fight to pass Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's budget again, which is what's so absurd.
Sort of sounds like there's no winners in this, right. in this issue here.
Yeah, no, and this would be a total win for Democrats if Republicans cave to them, because they not only get their budget, they get their funding for the illegal immigrants as well to have health care. So, but you could tell what Trump is doing here, okay? He's every poll up until now but one that just came out showed that the public blames the Democrats. But Trump is a savvy politician, and he knows that could shift any moment. That You know, as soon as these people on TikTok are talking about rioting and just walking into stores and stealing stuff, as soon as the kind of bedlam that the Democrats love, i.e. violence, theft, destruction, gets underway, you know, when this funding doesn't go out, you know, when people can't buy food, the calculation could change. It could shift. They could blame the Republicans. They could blame Trump. The public could. He knows that. So he's getting, and so it's smart politics to get ahead of this. Again, I wish he would clarify this morning, is he talking about nuclear option, getting rid of it entirely? Or is he talking about getting rid of it just for CRs? I don't know. Those are two different things. Now, the argument he made is actually a pretty good one. He said that, look, Democrats are going to do this anyway when they get back in office. If they take the House, the Senate, and the presidency, they will get rid of the nuclear option. And they will. They tried to. The problem is they had two, you know, basically independent senators who blocked them, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. So, you know, they did try to do. They would have done this, but they couldn't. So do we want to do this for them? His point is, does it even matter if we do? Now, Trump might be thinking in the back of his mind something else, too. There's a lot of really good stuff we could do if we got rid of this filibuster, like end birthright citizenship. Mm-hmm. I mean, just so many amazing things that we could do. I mean, the big, beautiful bill was completely larded up to buy people off, you know, just to get past the filibuster. I mean, shoot, we could do things that could set America up for a literal manufacturing golden age if we got rid of the filibuster, and he knows that. I can see why it would be really intoxicating to him to say, you know what, Democrats are going to get rid of it anyway. Let's go ahead and do it. Things we need too, Lee, like a new census before the 26 election, so we can go ahead and reclaim the seats that Democrats at the Census Bureau stole through fraud. Just I can think of so many things off the top of my head that we could do that would be amazing. So, you know, I don't know. But you know what I think he's doing here, too, is when this gets nuts after Saturday, when these benefits expire, mm-hmm. he wants to be able to say, look, I'm, you know, I put this out right. here. I've done everything. And he truly can't do any more right. than he's already done, except give Democrats the $200 billion they want for illegal immigrant health care. He can't do that. He'll lose his base. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing where people don't come out to vote in the midterms.
Yeah.
On our side. They don't vote for Democrats, but they don't come out in the midterms and Democrats win. He knows it. So this is really the only play they have left, I think. The Republicans do.
And if he loses the base and they get rid of the filibuster and Democrats take over the Senate in 2026.
That could be bad.
Yeah. Game over.
Game for the country.
Yes.
Yeah, because they will, you know, give D.C. two senators and – you know,
Puerto Rico.
Yep, Puerto Rico get
Love
two
Puerto
senators.
Rico, but you know, hey, as great as the territory, we don't need another state.
Exactly, they'll make a state out of it and build themselves a permanent majority in the Senate. I mean, so this is a risky move, but it's really the only one the Republicans have left. They have to do this to shore themselves up so they can. Because see, the Democrats are lying right now, and they're saying, "Well, look, everybody, look, Donald Trump's the president. Republicans control the Congress. It's their fault." Democrats, no, it's not. They've been voting no in mass as a bloc, with the exception of Fetterman.
And the willing accomplices in the media are going right along.
Yeah, they'll lie. And then it becomes a competition of who can shout the loudest. And you know, the mainstream media will play along and they'll, you know, have every mom and child, you know, who's now starving or whatever on the television. And you and I know Democrats did that. I mean, literally the vote is yes for the CR, let's reopen the government, and no. It's a yes and no choice. The Democrats have voted no. We need, you know, like seven Democrats to join us. And they keep voting no while pretending the Republicans are shutting down the government. We cannot. I'll tell you one thing they can't do, though. They cannot give in on this illegal immigrant health care. They cannot.
Right.
He's going to lose his base. And Democrats know if they can get Trump to give in on this, not only do they get to keep the shadow nation here, because the Democrats are afraid, Lee, these illegals are leaving at a clip of 100,000 plus a month. They're getting on the planes and flying out. If their health care gets cut off, that's a reason, like a last-ditch reason many of them are staying. They'll go. They'll take the Trump offer of a free plane ticket and $1,000 ahead to restart their lives. That's, you know, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 a family. They'll go. And the Democrats don't want them to go. And so literally, you know, you had J.D. Vance overnight saying, you know, can you imagine what we're already talking about, a 2.7-hour delay to fly into Florida? Can you imagine what the holidays will be like?
No. You might as well drive.
Yeah. Oh, well, I guess you could do that, right?
Yeah.
I guess you could do it the old-fashioned way. Depends on where you're flying to,
true,
right? You're not going to want to drive.
True. But I was thinking from here to Florida, you know, I've made that trip a few times.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it with my daughter over Christmas. We've hiked everywhere, you know, rocky and mountainous. We're mm-hmm. thinking about, you know, you can drive right out into the, like, you know, like right out into the ocean.
Oh, you're talking down to the Keys?
Yeah, down
to
the Keys.
Yeah,
you could drive to the Keys.
That's where I still want to go. I haven't been.
Yeah, me too.
And she, I have and been she, wanting to do that.
She was saying, why don't we go somewhere tropical and just drive to the end of America?
Yeah.
And I was like, me and her love a car, like a road trip,
yeah,
right?
There's that big thing they have there at the end of the Keys where it's, you know, the most southern tip point of the U.S.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've seen let's that. Drive to the, she said, let's drive to the end of America. And I said, what a great idea.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen it. She's never seen it. So maybe we'll just drive there, Lee. You know, anything to keep illegal immigrants from getting health care. By the way, you may have noticed it's Halloween.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yeah, I know. All right, so we're going to have a little fun with that today. Normally, we don't open the call-in portion of the show on Fridays till the last hour, but we're going to open it up for Halloween. Call me or text me if you don't have time to call. That's okay, too. And tell me your creepy story. It could be anything. You've always wanted to share it, but you thought people would look at you like you were crazy. Well, no one will know who you are. 800-905-0989. We all have one. Share yours with me. That's the call-in line. 800-905-0989.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Will Democrats starve Americans to get illegal immigrants free health care? Heck yeah, they will. Will they get away with it, though? That's the bigger question on this Halloween. I love Halloween. Paul in Fletcher has our first scary story today. Hey, Paul. Hey, Paul, you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Wonderful. How you doing, Tara? Hey, I got a little creepy story.
Okay.
All right. So it was a Saturday. Me and my dog always drive around, like looking for deer and stuff like that. Well, I decided to go and get my car washed. So I pull in and I froze in fear a little bit because I've seen one. I never seen one in person now. It was like 6'3", 270-pound tranny. I was flabbergasted.
Okay.
I was in awe.
Okay. Don't like to use that word on the show. Charlie Kirk wouldn't use it. But thank you for your phone call. We don't use that word on the show. We aim to win. All right. Not to anger people by using slurs. All right. Look, we're not going to let one caller ruin this for us. So you want to text me your scary story or give me a call, one without slurs. 800-905-0989. That would be awesome. Okay. Folks, here's the thing. We're beginning, because we're focusing on SNAP, to find out, if we cut off SNAP today, who's gonna lose food payments again? For the answer to that question, we turn to Rob Finnerty at Newsmax. The answer's kind of scary.
There are 42 million people in this country that need food stamps on a weekly basis. And we're saying people deliberately instead of Americans, because most of the people that are on food stamps aren't even from this country. 45% of Afghanistan immigrants are on food stamps. 42% of Somali immigrants, 34% of every immigrant from Iraq, 23% of Haitians, 59% of all illegal aliens are collecting food stamps, meaning that most of the people getting food stamps from the U.S. government and the U.S. taxpayer are not even Americans. Think about that. And we didn't know about any of this before the government shutdown started. But thanks to Democrats, we can confirm tonight that millions of Joe Biden illegal aliens, people who crossed the border when Joe was president, are now collecting food stamps from a program funded by hardworking American taxpayers.
The numbers are astonishing. From Senator Center, for Immigration Studies. Listen to this. Percentage of illegal immigrants getting any kind of welfare benefit from the government. 59%. Fuck, that's illegal. That's illegal. That's how the Trump Big Beautiful Bill was able to cut it off. It's always been illegal. But the Democrats were using a loophole to sign people up at the state level. This is incredible. How many, what percentage of illegal immigrant households are getting food stamps? 48%. What percentage of U.S.-born households are getting food stamps? 23%. By the way, 48% of illegal immigrant households get food stamps. Yeah. So that's just mass law-breaking and defrauding the American people. We're at versus 23% of U.S.-born households. Okay, take a look at Medicaid. What are the numbers? Center for Immigration Studies. What percentage of illegal immigrant households are on Medicaid? 39%. What is it for American-born households? 25%. And folks, what's so scary is the most recent numbers available that they were able to get through a FOIA, 2022. They just put them out again. So that was before the 25 million. As Trump likes to say, 12 million came over the border. We know that Trump adds on another estimate, another 12, 13 million there that probably overstayed their visas. They just, you know, why not come in here and live on the back of the American taxpayer? This almost makes me want to see what would happen if we shut down SNAP benefits for a month. I think a lot of people, I think you'd see two things. I think you'd see foreign remittances, the money sent wired back to Mexico, stolen from the American people and wired back to Mexico, Guatemala. I think you'd see it plummet. Yeah, because that's what some of these people are doing. They're working under the table, then it shows they've got no income, getting the benefits, sending the money back home, robbing you blind while you go to work every day. These are the guys headed down the highway every morning with the brand new landscape equipment. Had people text me over the years saying, look, I've got a landscaping company. I can barely afford new equipment. Where are these illegals who don't even speak English getting the equipment? That's where. You pay for all their living expenses, and then they take the money, get a loan. Government offers those, and go buy all new equipment and compete with you. It's the new Democrat way. But folks, there's a problem here, okay? And this is a massive, massive problem. And nobody's doing the math on this because this is a silly country. Did you see the ADP numbers for private sector jobs? Have you seen this? I've been talking about this in every hour. I'll do it again today. Let's talk about something scary for Halloween. Do you know how many private sector jobs we created in the month of September? About 14,500 a week. That's 55,000 a month. Now, that's an improvement over the month before when it was net zero. So we're at 55,000 jobs. Good for Trump because Biden made a disaster out of this. Wait a minute. We're a nation of 360, 70, 80 million people, counting the illegals. And we're creating 55,000 private sector jobs a month? How's that going to work? It's not. It means we've got to keep a large share of the 12 million on welfare. Even if these people want to work, there's no jobs for them. So the Democrats got to keep them on a dole so they can vote Democrat. Be the shadow nation. Give them the one-party system. That's what the fight is about. If you have to go to the airport today and wait an extra 3 hours to get on a plane because Democrats aren't paying, air traffic controllers not paying TSA workers, everything's backing up, It's to keep these illegals in a country where Democrats have so decimated the economy, particularly through their energy policy, where we're not creating jobs. There are no jobs to these people. That is why they know that there are probably several million illegals and refugees whose status Donald Trump has properly revoked, who are only here because if they go back to their home country, they can't get free heart medication, free diabetes medication. Now, they can't continue their treatments for fill in the blank here. Because, yes, they get emergency services for free when they go to the ER, but what they don't get for free is their medication. You can't go to a pharmacy and demand they give it to you and say it's an emergency. It doesn't work that way. You can only go to the ER when you're having a heart attack. So, I mean, I think a couple million more leave this country. That's what this fight is over. Whether the Democrats will get to continue to bleed the American people dry to keep the illegals here when there are no jobs for them. And by the way, we know that for a fact that there are no jobs for them. You know why? Remember the Center for Immigration Studies poll. They polled illegal immigrants. I've been talking about this for over a year and a half. 51% of adults said they are not working, period. Not above the table, not under the table, not at all. Why? Because Democrats have them on these welfare benefits. So folks, that is the fight today. What we've got to do here is come back. Donald Trump's now got to go through and get all these people off welfare, get them off cash welfare, off food welfare, off Medicaid, and off housing welfare. And folks, they will take his offer. They will get on that plane. They will deport themselves, and there'll be nothing the Democrats can do to stop them. Happy Halloween. Do you have that creepy story? It's been in your family for a while. You didn't really tell anyone outside the family because they wouldn't believe you or they'd think you were nuts. Could be anything. Ghosts, goblins, werewolves, vampires, UFOs. Love to hear it. Give me a call or you can text it to me if you're short on time this morning. 800-905-0989. Okay, Donald Trump talking about making radical changes to our immigration policy. By the way, in other words, returning it to the way the founders intended for it to be. Limiting all refugee inward migration to just 7,500 people a year. That's it. Priority will be given to those who are actual political dissidents. Not, hey, the cartel's going to kill me because I'm in the rival drug gang. Can I come in? Yeah, sure. Here's a work permit. Oh, and here's your new Social Security number. It'll arrive in the mail 4 months after you get here. Oh, yeah, and here's all your sign-up documents for Medicaid, food stamps, and all that. Welcome to America. Nah, you don't need to work unless you want to. Then they collect all that and sell drugs. They're driving by you on the highway with a brand new F-150. That you wish you could have, all while operating their brand new cell phone that the Democrats gave them at the border so they could stay in touch with their new shadow voters, nation of shadow replacement voters. It's got to end. But this is bound to drive Democrats insane. The priority will be given to Afrikaners who legitimately are being murdered for their land. There is an absolute genocide going on there. And yet it's become very, very difficult for them to come here as refugees, which folks, we have completely lost the plot on the whole purpose of the refugee program has always been if your government is trying to kill you or if they're using militia or a gang or something like that to try to kill you for your politics or your religion or simply for your ethnic group characteristics, genocide, i.e. That's what a refugee is. It's not, well, I live in Guatemala and the economy's not good here. That's not what that is. So Donald Trump saying in his new refugee policy, he wants to give priority to Afrikaners who, again, over 1,000 of them have been killed. And I mean brutally killed for their land. I'm not going to go into the details this morning. It's too scary. It's scary enough because it's Halloween. So the left's going to go insane because the way they've rejiggered our immigration policy, and in all fairness, George Bush did it first. They're just following. But the way they've rejiggered our immigration policy is to bring in people with two characteristics. Well, three, really. characteristics. Number one, not self-sufficient, not literate, not literate in their own language, language barrier. So they can't really understand what Democrats are saying. People who, for generations, will be dependent on the government and thus great Democrat voters. Number two, not likely to become self-sufficient or vote for Republicans. So, and they've gone to great lengths to escape. Folks, we took in 50 families, 50 Afrikaner families from South Africa. I've got a friend here who actually works in this building, and her husband is from there. And they go there regularly. And it's been fascinating. I'm always fascinated to hear the tales of, you know, their last trip there. And it, folks, it is rapidly deteriorating in that country. And there are certain places, man, you turn the wrong corner and, you know, you're not behind the walls they have to live behind. You end up dead. I mean, if you go there, you've got to kind of be from there to know, hey, you can, you know, go here and, you know, leave the gated community here that has the armed guards, but only if you drive to here and only if you go along this route, because you could be, you know, raped, murdered, robbed, and killed. They're stuck in that country. So, folks, that is exactly who refugee status was supposed to go to. By the way, they've been targeted for murder by the political leaders of the political parties there for being white. So Trump is actually returning the refugee policy to what it's supposed to be, not let's make this a refuge for people who will vote Democrat and screw everybody else. Let's run this as a voter drive. Let's have open borders. But, you know, no. So Democrats can be losing their mind over that today. By the way, folks, we're in an era where we have never seen this before. Top ranking members of the Trump administration having to move onto military bases to survive Democrat, violent Democrat thugs and the cartel, the cartels that have put hits on them, cartels who the Democrats have either partnered with or are very sympathetic to. If you notice, there's all these little sort of road markers in the road where we're taking forks in this country that we've never taken before. We have never, and that's the point of this Atlantic article, we'll get into it in a minute, we've never had to have the officials of an administration move onto military bases with their families so they will not be killed by cartels or violent leftists or cartels incentivizing violent leftists with bounties. But we're there. I'll tell you why. Coming up. An American classic, the theme song from Halloween. Yeah, what's your scary story? Come on, one that's been passed down in your family, one you only talk about amongst each other because everyone else would think you were crazy or wouldn't believe you. Could be anything. Ghosts, goblins, witches, werewolves, maybe even a UFO or two. Love to hear them today on Halloween. Or if you don't have time to call, send me a text. The number is the same either way, the text line or the call line. 800-905-0989. Normally we take phone calls for the last hour on Friday, but we're extending it deep into the show this morning. Because, you know, it's Halloween. And I love getting into the spirit of Halloween. I love Halloween, just kind of the marker of fall, my favorite season. I don't know. We're all decked out for it at my house. I can't wait. All right. Coming up on the show, I'm going to dive into this. Folks, we're now in a situation where top Trump officials have to move on to military bases just to stay safe as the Democrats try to get them ejected because they want to get their hands on them. Or they want the cartels to get their hands on them. It's true. I'll prove it to you. Coming up on the show.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.